Welcome to Power Talk with Linda Ballesteros, brought to you live by the Tough Talk Radio Network in Houston, Texas. Now here's your host, Linda Ballesteros.
Welcome to Power Talk this morning. This is Linda Ballesteros. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I always am honored when someone spends some of their precious time with me, because we all know that time is that one commodity that we can't get back. We can't duplicate that. We can go out and make more money, but we can't get more time. And sometimes that's exactly what we need, is more time, especially as small business owners, as entrepreneurs. And we're certainly going to be talking a lot about that today, and how to be better at what you're doing today. So, but I would first like to invite you to visit our website, toughtalkradionetwork.com, and check out all of our shows. We've got some new hosts coming on, and it's so very exciting. Tough Talk Radio Network is just exploding. So check it out, and you might even see if you're interested in being a guest on any of our shows, because that's exactly what we're looking for. We're looking for someone like you that has a story to tell, that has something to share. So be sure to complete the registration forms. And if you're interested in possibly having your own show, you can check out that information as well. There's plenty of details on how you too can be a radio show host. We're building our following on Facebook, so be sure to drop by and like us. We're building our community there, and we're always looking for friends. I'm not sure if you know this, but our shows are actually available on iTunes, so you can subscribe to them on iTunes. Be sure to check out on our website. You'll see the iTunes icon. Just drill down there and make sure that you don't miss any of your favorite shows. You know, Wednesday is a busy day around here on Tough Talk Radio Network, because, for me especially, because Power Talk is in the morning, and then immediately following is Workshop Wednesday. So be sure to stay on and listen to my co-host, Tony Gambone, and I, and where we actually help. What we do is we interview those who can help small business owners grow their business and not spend all of their money as well, because we all know that as a small business owner, time and money are our biggest commodities that we struggle with. So be sure to check out Workshop Wednesday. If you follow me on Facebook, you know that I had a huge announcement this week. My new book is going to be released in September. The name of that book is Catch Your Star. And I was so excited to hear that Lisa Nichols, who was in The Secret, yes, the same Lisa Nichols that was in The Secret, the movie The Secret, and she's a well-known author herself. She is actually going to write a foreword for my book. I mean, that is just so exciting. I was certainly doing the happy dance, because she is just a world-renowned speaker and author. And like I said, she was in The Secret. And she's an incredible, incredible woman. So she actually offered to endorse my book. So you'll be hearing more about my book, Catch Your Star, when it's released in September. But be sure to keep your eye out on my website. My website's lindaballesteros.com. That's Linda, Ballesteros. .com, and you'll see when it's available. So be sure to keep your eyes out for that, because that's going to be an incredible book about growth and about reaching your potential. So you're not going to want to miss that. Also wanted to remind you that the summer special for the Kindle version of my book, Your Pot of Gold is a Handshake Away, is almost over. Right now, you can get it for just 99 cents. And at the end of the summer, it's going to be over. So be sure to get your copy now so that you can go ahead and get some of those suggestions, some of the ideas that I offer, get them implemented, because September, we all know, that's when networking starts again. That's when we really get back out there. The kids are back in school. We don't have them under our feet. So there's no excuse not to get out and build your business. So I encourage you to go out to Amazon and search for Your Pot of Gold is a Handshake Away, and you will see your copy of the Kindle version for 99 cents, or you can get the hard copy there as well. Just get a copy and let me know what you think. I appreciate it. Well, my first guest this morning is Corinne LaFont, and Corinne actually lives in Jamaica. I was on her radio show back several months ago. Goodness, it may have been even last year when I launched my book, Your Pot of Gold is a Handshake Away. And she was so gracious to have me on her radio show and interview me. And I wanted to be able to share what she does with you as well, because she is an incredible woman that has just amazing talent. And she works with authors and coaches, and I know that there are some of you listening out there, authors and coaches, and she helps them to coordinate and execute successful books and online events. And I'm telling you, folks, I absolutely we need someone like Corinne, because that is not my strength, and we need someone to help us with that. Now, she is also an author and, like I mentioned, a radio show host. So I would like to introduce you this morning to Corinne LaFont. Good morning, Corinne.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. So tell me, what is the weather like in Jamaica this morning?
Always beautiful. Always beautiful.
It's always beautiful. Absolutely. Well, Corinne, it's such an honor to have you on the show. I know that we've been trying to get you on the schedule for some time, and I'm glad we finally did that. And because I wanted you to be able to talk a little bit about what you do for authors and coaches, because there are more and more of us out there. And we need people like you, Corinne. We need for you to save us from ourselves. So tell me just a little bit about yourself. Obviously, you live in Jamaica. Did you grow up there?
No, I'm actually born and bred in Trinidad and Tobago, which is another island in the Caribbean, close to Venezuela. And I moved to Jamaica because, of course, I met my other half. When we were studying at the university in Trinidad, and I moved here, and I've been living here for about 17 years. Mm-hmm. So when I call my family back home in Trinidad, they hear that mixed accent, and they're like, no, you're picking up the Jamaican accent.
you're losing that Trinidadian accent, and you're picking up the Jamaican accent. Oh my!
Exactly, and it's only when people like probably get me annoyed, they might hear the real Trinidadian accent coming out. But it's a nice blend. It's a nice blend I hear, and so I just accept it. I don't really realize that I have a blend. I just speak, you know.
Sure. Absolutely. And so your husband is there as well, and your family, your lovely family is there.
Yes. My two kids, I have one who's 18 and one that's 10, and my husband is Jamaican.
Ah, very good. 18 and 10. You've got your hands full.
Oh, yeah. And it's all boys, so it's all men. I'm the only girl in the group.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, Corinne, tell me, why did you get started working, doing some of the services that you offer coaches and authors, and how did you get interested in that?
I love that question. When I look back at my life a couple of years ago, I used to be a teacher at a high school. And, that was my past life. I still, as a matter of fact, still teach, because when you have kids, you're always teaching. And it happened to be one of the core things that I do in my business, because I teach people to write. I coach persons in their writing. So that helped. And then my mother used to be an administrator for a hospital back home in Trinidad. And I used to help her with her reports as a young child. I used to sit with her nights upon nights, helping her to write her reports. And I used to be an avid reader. And I say used to because now I'm so caught up with family and work, I don't get to read as much as I would want to. But you would always catch me with a book. And so your life is such a funny thing. All the things that you used to do before seem to just come into place at a particular time in your life. I don't know how to explain it. I think it's just meant to be that all the things I used to do and all the training and educational background that I have just seem to gel at this point in time. That when I saw the opportunity to specialize in this area, everything just gelled. Everything just came into place, that working with authors, helping them to improve their manuscript, coaching them along, helping them to promote, because I've done marketing, I've done public relations, I've done advertising, I have a master's in human resource development, my degree is in sociology. So that means dealing with people, knowing how to handle people, you know, and I have a wide variety of clients who are coming from somebody who is afraid of the computer, not tech savvy at all, to people who are tech savvy. So you have to know how to really relate to people and connect with them. And so all what I have, my training, my background, my experience, even project management, I have certificates in project management. So I know how to get work done on time, you know, and within budget and with the resources. So all those things really came into what I'm doing today.
Corinne, don't you think it's interesting that as you were going to school and you were learning everything that you use today, the vision of how you were going to use that is very different than the way you're actually applying it today. So sometimes I think we have these preconceived ideas of what it's going to look like. But if we just let go and let it happen, amazing things can happen.
And this is what I encourage people to do, just let it go. And as a member of IVA, which is the International Virtual Assistance Association, one of the things I do is volunteer, because I love to volunteer my time to help others. And I moderate what we call a coffee chat. And in that coffee chat, we use the webinar, GoToWebinar technology, and I talk to people from all over the world. Recently, just Monday, I was speaking to somebody from India on the call. And, I mean, I just encourage persons. These are a lot of people that come on the call that are startups, want to start their own business, want to go virtual, you know, and they really have no idea what to do, where to go. And they have a lot of skill. They don't know what their niche is. They just don't know a lot of stuff. And so I am there to guide them, answer their questions as best as possible, and also learn from them too, and the people on the call. And so one of the things I tell people is, listen, you have a lot of stuff, you have a lot of training, a lot of background education. Just let it go, follow what you think every day, you know, just do your stuff as you're going along. And as you evolve, because I'm evolving too, and I'm sure you are evolving too, Linda. As we evolve, we get to know more about ourselves, and we get to say, I don't really want to do this anymore. I'm not feeling that passion. I find myself going more towards this. And sometimes you can't explain it, but you just have to follow that gut feeling, that push factor, that compelling, you know, feeling that is pulling you in that direction. And you just need to let it go. So just like you said, you know, we have this perceived way we're going to be a manager, we're going to sit down in an office, we're going to have a lot of staff, drive a big car. And when we look 10, 15 years on the road, it's nothing like that.
It's nothing like that, Corinne. It is nothing like that. Most of the time, to be honest with you, it's so much better. Corinne, I tell you what, we need to take a real quick commercial break. When we come back, maybe you can talk a little bit about some of the authors that you've helped past a certain point, because I know one of the things that sticks us as an author is that fear of actually getting it out of our head onto the paper and starting the process. So when we come back, Corinne, maybe you can help us a little bit in getting past that fear, if you don't mind.
No problem.
Great. So we'll be right back after this commercial break with more from Corinne LaFont.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
The Houston-Galveston Women's Business Center Small Business and Entrepreneur Leadership Conference, entitled Entrepreneurship 2.0, Taking Your Business to the Next Level, will be held September 9th through 11th at the Moody Gardens Hotel in Galveston. This event is tailor-made for women entrepreneurs. Breakout sessions will be devoted to leadership, marketing, finance, and technology. Women business owners will have the opportunity to submit business plans, interact directly with lenders, and develop relationships with business owners like themselves. With training sessions, exhibits, and a banquet, this conference provides an exciting opportunity to learn, grow, and network. To find out more or to register, please go to wbea-texas.org or call 713-681-9232.
Being successful in one field is easy. Being successful in numerous different fields requires something special. Read Your Pot of Gold is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals to learn how Linda Bayou Stettis was able to leave a successful career after 30-plus years to venture into different successful business projects. Regardless of your business, Linda's new book, Your Pot of Gold, is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals, will show you how to grow your business into a success. Order Your Pot of Gold is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals, now at lindabayoustetis.com. That's Linda, B-A-L-L-E-S-T-E-R-O-S.com.
Welcome back to Power Talk. This is Linda Ballesteros, and I have Corinne LaFont here, and she is here from Jamaica, and she's sharing with us some of the things that she does to help authors. And Corinne, like I said earlier, everybody walks around and they feel like, oh, maybe I've got a book in me. But most of the time, that's where it stays. So how do you help those that have that book in them to actually get it out? How do you help them, help encourage them to get that information out?
Well, I do believe that everybody has a book in them, and I do encourage them to pull it out, because each one of us lead different and interesting lives. And, you know, we need to share that, and I encourage people to share it. And it's amazing that you might not think you have something to share with the world that might impact the world, that might save someone's life, you know, that might be a positive influence to somebody else or give them strength. And so when you start putting pen to paper, you might think, oh, I can't write a 20-page book or a 50-page book or 100. But when you get started and the juices start flowing and the memories start going, you're going to see you're going to start seeing how much in you that you can share. And you might think it's all about you, but when you start writing the stories, you realize that your life isn't made up about you alone. It's your mother, it's the neighbor next door, it's your boss, it was a school teacher, it was the postman. Somebody had an influence and impact on you, which made you what you are today. And so I can give you a reference to one of the persons I'm working with now. She owns a successful, apparel manufacturing company, really successful here in Jamaica. And I was hanging out with her because she's a friend of mine too. And I said, girl, you really need to tell people your story. I know you from a long time. You have a successful business. Look at where you are now. People really want to start businesses, you know, brick and mortar businesses, right, but they don't know where and how.
Right.
And I looked at her store. I looked at people coming in the store, how she related with them. I was looking at everything and listening to how she was doing her business. And I said, you need to tell people your story. There are a lot of people who want to start up a business like yours or go into manufacturing, and they don't know how to start. You started from nothing. You sacrifice, you scrape the ground, you get up, you do everything. People want to know that. And she said, Corinne, you know, I have been thinking about writing a book, but boy, I don't have the time. I said, you know, I've been watching you since I've been here, and you have a lot of time. In between when customers come in your store and you have Wi-Fi in your store, why don't you have your laptop here and start typing away? You are not making use of your time. One of the things we complain about a lot, including myself, Linda, is that we don't have time. But if we really assess how we make use of that time, we will notice that little spurts of time, you don't have to sit down in one day to write a 100-page book or 50-page book, but you just take the little spurts of time that you might be wasting texting on the phone or chatting with a friend or, you know, all those times you can be sitting and writing. And so when I told her that, it opened up a can of worms in her head. She's like, Corinne, you know, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I'm not here every day, and I'm home just watching TV doing nothing. Do you know, Linda, that she told me the other day she was at 16,000 words?
Oh, my.
She was at 16. First, she was at 5,000. And when I spoke back to her again, she said, Corinne, I'm at 16. And what I encourage her to do is listen. Don't worry about structuring it in any particular way. Just write. Just write like if you're talking to me. Just conversational, which is what a lot of people want. They don't want that heavy cerebral, I can't figure out the words that you're talking in the book.
Right.
People want to relate. And this is why social networks do so well, because you're actually talking to someone. You're being real. You're expressing what's happening to you now. You know, people can feel you. People can follow you. And that's what people want to read in a book. They want to read and know the real you. And reality shows are doing well, too, simply because of that, because they're seeing inside people's lives every day. That's what they want. And that's what I want to know. And so
exactly. You know, and Corinne, you talk about being real, and that is what draws people in, is it's sounding like you're talking to them. Because to be honest, I tell you what, by the time I get ready to pick up a book to read in the evening, my brain doesn't want a lot of heavy stuff, Corey.
Right.
It doesn't have the brain power to push through it. And I think a lot of us are, we just don't have the time. We don't have the desire to read something very heavy. So if you're able to create it in a way and structure it in a way that it is I can read it very easily, and that it flows and I don't have to struggle in understanding the plot, I would think that would be so much more successful. Now, you have a book yourself, so tell me about it.
Oh, it's called The 12 Tips and Secrets for Authors. It's coming from my series, holiday series on book marketing. It's actually quite an easy read. You can finish read it in 2 hours or less. It's quite jovial, and it's a book really centered around a Christmas theme. And I use Santa, which everybody's supposed to know, mm-hmm. as the person that we can learn from. And why does the holiday series is because I plan to have my other book on like Easter and probably around Valentine's and certain holiday periods, because I'm really trying to encourage people to make use of the holiday periods to push their book. We tend to find that sales may go down during that time because, like at Christmas, people may not normally buy a book. They might end up spending their money on other luxury items and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But mm-hmm. If you can push your book at that particular time, I show you ways in which creative and free ways in which you can push your book during the holiday period. And so one of the things that I feature in the book, Learning from Santa, is that, you know, how does Santa organize himself? I mean, the man is well dressed. He's always shiny. He's always ready. He has a team behind him. He has a list of naughty and nice people. And Linda, I hope you're on the nice list.
Me too. No promises, though.
Right? So he has a list. And so what I'm encouraging people is to start building that list. You know, you have your website. You need to have a platform from which you can promote and market yourself. So things like your website, things like your social network platforms, your Facebook, your Twitter, your LinkedIn, et cetera, Goodreads, Pinterest, and I can go on and go out of breath with all those social networks. But you use those platforms to be able to connect with people, to offer them something that is of perceived value. So if it is that you really have written a good book, you can give away one of the chapters of the book that will show them, just like what Amazon does, have a sample, to show them what the value is in the book, and they can be encouraged to buy. So when you offer them that sample, what you're asking them for in exchange is, give me your name and email address so that I can keep in contact with you. You know, any other products, services that I come out with, I can inform you of it so that you keep following me. You build a relationship with these people. And so they become your friends, and not just your readers, but your friends who can help you decide what your next book should be, because readers are very open these days. They will tell you if your book is not a good one, if it is a great one, and what they were looking for in your book or what else you need to add. And that can be your second edition. It can be a new book. Your readers must become your friends. They must become part of your family, part of your network. So,
you know, that's interesting, Corinne, because I don't know, I believe 100% in what you're talking about in creating those relationships, and I do that myself. I think that a lot of people miss that point in creating, in reaching out. In fact, I've had many people tell me that they hate to ask for someone's, have an opt-in box. They feel that it's maybe a little sleazy, it's like they're trying to sell something to them. But I love the way you described it. It's about, no, just give me your information so that I can send you any update on what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And it's the beginning of building the relationship. And that's what I love your approach, is that it's just the beginning of that, because they do turn into friendships.
Exactly. And they have the option of opting out if they feel that they don't want to continue being on that list. So that comes with a naughty and nice list. I'm not saying that the people who opt out are naughty. It's just that when people opt out, it should say to you, not that you have lost someone, but probably you probably don't need that person. They are not the person that you're really targeting. So always look at it on a positive spin. And sometimes you as the author and the owner of that website may have to bump some people off your list because of the things that they may say, the kind of reviews that they may leave for you. So that's where we have to learn from Santa. There are some people we really have to cross off that list. There are some people that we will keep on that list. So, you know, we really need to look around us at how mythical figures or people who are successful at doing things and learn from them and pull the strength, pull the strategy out from them, and apply it to our own selves.
Absolutely. Corinne, I tell you what, the time goes by so fast. I want to make sure that everyone knows how to get in touch with you, how to find out information about your book, and the services that you can offer to authors and coaches. How would they reach you?
Oh, the best way to reach me is on my website. Everything you want to know about me is there. My Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, everything about me is there. It's www.helpdeskja.com. That's helpdeskja.com.
Amazing, Corinne. Thank you so much. I know we could have talked for another hour. I just love hearing your concept because I believe that it's so true that we need to, as we're going out building our business and sharing our gifts and sharing our books or whatever our service is, it's about building relationships. It's about building friendships as you go along. It's not just about making a sale.
Right.
Again, Corinne, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to join us this morning. And let's do stay in touch because I can't wait till that you have that Valentine's Day series.
Yes, it's all about love. It's all about love, Linda. Thank you so much.
Thanks
for
again, Corinne. Well, folks, we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have James Nemley, who is a business coach, and he's going to tell us how once we've got that book and we're ready to start a business, how do we manage that? So we'll be right back after the commercial break with James Nemley.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to SellingInASkirtWithJudyHoberman.com.
Having a daughter is one of the most precious gifts a mother will receive in a lifetime. Sometimes it helps to have a roadmap in the parenting process. The lesson plan written by Gwen Gistarb is a dependable tool that will assist you on your journey. It includes 10 interesting segments of poems, metaphors, short stories, lessons, and activities that mothers and daughters will find exciting and informative. The lesson plan is available at iUniverse.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and most other internet bookstores across the country. To find out more about Gwen Gistarb and the lesson plan, go to GwenGistarb.net. Thank you, and enjoy the gift of your daughter. She is God's gift for a lifetime.
If you're ready to transform your business from one that is constantly starved for new customers to one that is constantly expanding, I've got great news for you. In her new book, Your Pot of Gold is a Handshake Away, entrepreneur, business coach, radio show host, and motivational speaker Linda Ballesteros will show you step-by-step how to quickly grow your business through referrals. Let Linda lead you to financial greatness. Order your copy today at LindaBallesteros.com.
Welcome back to Power Talk. This is Linda Ballesteros. You were listening to Corinne LaFont earlier, and she was in Jamaica, and that's the wonderful thing about doing business these days is it no longer has any restrictions. You can do business around the world. So even though the host here on Tough Talk Radio Network bring you guests from around the world, it's just as you can reach out to them just as easily as we do. So if you ever hear a guest that you really are interested in, be sure to make note of their contact information. Check out their website and reach out to them because even though they're halfway around the world, it doesn't matter. We do business with everyone. And my next guest today is a perfect example of that, James Nemley. James has actually been a business coach who for 25 years has put entrepreneurs and business owners on the right track to success. And that's what we're always looking for. We're going down the road and we're always looking for that street success so that I can turn on it. He also hosts his own radio show, which is Building Your Extraordinary Business Radio. And I'd like to introduce you this morning to James Nimley. Good morning, Jim.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jim. How about yourself?
Hey, I can't complain. If I was doing any better, I'd have to pay somebody.
I tell you what, Jim, I love the Barry White voice. You know, I'm a Motown girl. I'm a baby boomer, and a lot of you folks out there, you may not know Barry White, but I tell you what, James Nimley sure has Barry's voice there.
Well, everybody always tells me I have a face for radio, so
I listen to you. Well, you know, the great thing about radio is you can sit here and you can interview people around the world in your pajamas.
I know.
And have just as great an interview as if you were dressed up in a three-piece suit.
Absolutely. You can actually do interviews and watch television game. You have to watch a baseball game muted at the same time. You know, so I'm telling some secrets right now.
You definitely multitask just a bit, don't you?
I'll tell you this. I was not watching a ball game when I was interviewing you.
Listen to you. You very quickly clarified that. But, you know, I tell you what, I'm always on Facebook when I've got a guest up, because one reason is because a lot of people know that I'm on Facebook, uh-huh. and I've got some shy followers out there, and they don't necessarily like to call in. Mm-hmm. So they'll send me Facebook messages, so I have
sure.
to keep my Facebook open so that I can monitor that just a mm-hmm. bit. But I'm really glad that you're here today, Jim, and I'm excited to hear about your business coaching. I know you've been doing it for 25 years.
Yeah.
I bet you've seen a change over the 25 years.
Yeah, you know, I've seen things go from bad to worse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what's remarkable? It's remarkable that you don't really hear much. And I know here we are, we're on a radio program talking about building businesses and things of that nature. But mm-hmm. I have to be the realist here. You know, some people chide themselves for being a glass half full person.
Mm-hmm.
Some say they're a glass half empty person. I say, the heck with all that. I've got to wash the glass. So I have to just tell it like it is, you know. Things have gotten worse out there. And with the new economy, I know that people think, you know, I've heard it said often that, well, you know, when the economy comes back, I'm going to do this, that, and the other. Well, I've got news for you. The economy isn't coming back.
Mm-hmm.
What you have now is the new normal. And if
right.
you're not prepared to deal with the new normal, then you're in trouble. You're in
mm-hmm.
deep trouble. Once upon a time, business owners were allowed to fail, and the result of that failure wasn't fatal. So, you know, as you, and I know you yourself know this, but when we look at those pioneers, those giants in the past, the industrial giants in the past, and we look at their successes, well, many of, well, the, I think the average failure rate for them was 3.8%, and they finally got it right. It, what was it? Colonel Sanders was, what was
uh-huh.
he in his, look how old he was when he finally got it right. Well, today, if you get it wrong, you get like one bite out of the apple. So the important thing about doing business today is doing it right the first
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you do it right the first time, you will be all right.
So tell me, Jim, why is that different? Why is it that we don't have as many shots at it as they did, you know, 10, 15, 20, 50 years ago? Is it because things are moving so fast and there's competition and there's, if you get it wrong, there's somebody that's going to step right over you and get it right?
Well, basically, it's the economics. When people, you know, once upon a time, people were able to start and for a period of time run their businesses using credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they would do that and they would borrow from everybody under the sun just to keep it floating. They would go and they would refinance their house just to keep it floating.
Sure.
Well, those days are over. Once upon a time, you can go to a bank, and if you had fairly decent credit, they would extend credit to you, and you would take that money and you would put it into your new endeavor. Well, number one, I defy you to try to get a credit card these days if you have any shakiness
right.
in your credit score. I defy you to try to get a personal loan if you have any shakiness. Now, by the way, you know, I do a lot of financing as well. Believe it or not, when you look at the street banks, and I'm saying street banks specifically because I'm talking about traditional banks,
right.
If you have below a 750 credit score, you're not getting financed. Once upon a time, if you had a 650 credit score, you could almost do a signature loan.
Whoa.
Wow. All right. So now if you have a 750 used to be stellar.
Sure.
With a 750, you're not guaranteed to get financing. Now, add to that the fact that messing around with your house, well, you know what happened when you're looking at the early 2000s, you know, with all the training that I do with small business owners, what was happening is that, you know, at the same time that the interest rates were beginning to drop, and, you know, because the Fed was trying to, like, adjust for what was going on out there economically,
mm-hmm.
when that was going on was the same period in time when major corporations were downsizing.
Right.
So you had a lot of people that had, you know, for the first time in their lives, found themselves unemployed. Now,
right.
tell me, how are you as a person 45 plus years old, 25 years or 20 years worth of experience in corporate America? You have an MBA. Now you're going to get a list from the Labor Department of warehouses to go work at?
Mm-hmm.
I don't
mm-hmm.
think so. So
right.
what was created then was the ability for these individuals to become self-employed. But in order to do that, they needed training. So they would go to people like me, get their training. I would sign off, you know, on the fact that they were being trained and they would be able to get their benefits. Then they would either use their retirement package. If they took an early buyout, they would use their retirement package. And at the same time, and remember now, there were a lot of folks that became instant millionaires when the interest rates began to sink and they went and started refinancing their homes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so they refinanced their homes. Now, if you recall, the SBA's failure rate for new businesses were that you know, in a 2-year period of time, 75% of new businesses would fail, and over a 5-year period of time, that number would ratchet up to anywhere from 95 to 98%. Well, that's staggering, except you don't read it anywhere, but it's staggering.
Right.
Now you had these individuals that were taking money out of either their retirement accounts or they were refinancing their homes multiple times to keep their businesses afloat.
Mm-hmm.
So the normal expiration date of that business may have been 2 years, but now it was artificially extended and then extended some more.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a number that no one has come up with yet. How many of those houses that are upside down are as a result of business owners refinancing multiple times to stay in the game?
Right. And then what is that next step when they are upside down and they end up losing their home?
Mm-hmm.
What happens to the business then as well? Because just because it's not necessarily tied in. It really is because
it is.
The house is financing
the life
business.
Support. It's the life support. Once you disconnect the life support, it dies. Mm-hmm. Now you don't even have, you have no asset to turn around to. And so the number of individuals out there that have experienced that or are experiencing that, they haven't even begun to at least enumerate who they are and what they should do to get themselves out of trouble. Because remember, mm-hmm. a lot of them got there because, face it, when you're 45 plus and you were making six digits on a job and you've got your master's degree in this and yada, 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 there aren't many options out there to get
right.
hired.
All right.
So how many of those folks are out there right now? Now, we're saying this because I'm a realist. Like I said, mm-hmm. I'm a realist. I want folks out there who want to go into business who are just getting into business. I want them to understand that what they do is not business. It's mm-hmm. understanding the background and the disciplines of business. And for those of you that haven't made the decision, haven't fully stepped into it yet, you're still trying to make the decision, you need to learn as much as you can, because while people can romanticize owning your own business, well, I'm the guy that gets on the other end of the phone call when someone wants to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, this may be
mm-hmm.
a downer this morning, but it's a reality check.
Well, I tell you what, Jim, we need to take a real quick commercial
sure.
break. However, I mean, I'm like you. I tell everyone that being a small business owner is not for the faint at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking to for a place to submit your expense report, that doesn't exist either
nope.
in a small business.
Nope.
So, Jim, when we come back, maybe you could give us maybe three things that if someone's listening to the show and they're wanting to start their own business,
sure.
give them three things that they need to do before they go out and even purchase the URL. Forget about the URL, folks. There are things much more important than that. So
absolutely.
We're going to be right back after this commercial break with more from Jim Nimley.
Mm-hmm.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. Gambone.com.
The Houston-Galveston Women's Business Center Small Business and Entrepreneur Leadership Conference, entitled Entrepreneurship 2.0, Taking Your Business to the Next Level, will be held September 9th through 11th at the Moody Gardens Hotel in Galveston. This event is tailor-made for women entrepreneurs and those businesses that want to reach this fast-growing segment. Sponsorships are available at levels of $4,000, $2,500, and $750. Exhibitor opportunities are available at $500, $300, and $200. Don't miss out on this cutting-edge opportunity to market your company to women business owners. For more information, please email wbcevents@wbea-texas.org or call 713-681-9232.
Being successful in one field is easy. Being successful in numerous different fields requires something special. Read Your Pot of Gold is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals to learn how Linda Bayustetis was able to leave a successful career after 30-plus years to venture into different successful business projects. Regardless of your business, Linda's new book, Your Pot of Gold, is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals, will show you how to grow your business into a success. Order Your Pot of Gold is a handshake away, a step-by-step plan to quickly grow your business through referrals now at lindabayustetis.com. That's Linda, BALLESTEROS.com.
Welcome back to Power Talk. This is Linda Ballesteros, and I have Mr. Jim Nimley here, and he is tell it like it is Nimley this morning. So, Jim, we were talking about how everybody gets wrapped up in the fantasy of
right.
having their own business. Oh, I get to work from home. Oh, I get to write off all my expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll just write that off. That's not all there is.
No.
There is a lot of other stuff, and it's the ugly stuff that will take
yes.
you down.
Yes.
So what are three things that you would suggest someone to do before they even consider hanging out a shingle to start business?
Well, first off, you heard me say a little earlier that what you do isn't business. What you do is just what you do. I mean, the major problem that we see is that people are at work and they're doing a wonderful job and they're always getting pats on the back and people always mm-hmm. telling them how great they are. At some point in time, they say, you know, I'm sick and tired of making the man rich, and they take their job and they launch it as a business.
Mm-hmm.
Not
yep.
recognizing all the supports that are necessary for them to have a job in the first place.
Right.
So when you're looking at things you need to know, well, the first thing you need to do is you need to understand the marketing of your business. All right. Mm-hmm. And there's so much to dig into. Folks, I have marketing classes that I teach, and these go on for a number of months. Right,
mm-hmm.
being able, because I oftentimes people will put flyers out. You know, they think that that's marketing. You know, and so here they are, they're putting together a flyer. You know, and they're walking up and down the street and they're sticking it into windshields. You know, mm-hmm. not paying any attention that the plates on that vehicle aren't even from the state in which you are doing business in. All right, but they have no clue. All right, and so they don't understand who their marketplace is, what their market needs are, who else is out there in the marketplace, how do you want to compete against that market. These are key things. If you really want to go into business, you need to understand how to market your mm-hmm. products or services. If you mm-hmm. don't, you're not going to get your stuff out in front of people. You need mm-hmm. to also understand how to measure the dollars you have to utilize in order to market to make certain that you're getting the appropriate return on that investment. When it comes down to sales, most people have never sold anything but Girl Scout cookies or candies, okay? And let's be honest, you know, so here you are, your kids, and I have six kids. Well, they're all adults now. My youngest is 23, but I have six kids. Every last one of them had the candy drives and the cookie
sure.
drives, and we had to sell/buy all the products.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So if that's the only selling you're accustomed to doing, then maybe you ought to learn a little something about selling, because if you're not capable of selling and if you can't develop a sales system as well as a sales management system, then what you're actually doing is just feeding into a hobby. Because if you're not selling anything, you're doing it for free. So understanding marketing and sales are excruciatingly important. And management. Now, here's a big problem. Many people can't stand their manager.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, all of a sudden, you start a company. You remember when you were a kid, if your parents ever did anything that you didn't like, you said to yourself, well, when I have kids, I'm never going to do this.
I'm never going to be like that. I'm going to let my kids do whatever they want.
Exactly. Well, all of a sudden now, you are the parent, meaning you're the business owner. And if you have to hire people and you don't understand why the manager of your company had to be the way they were, if you have disdain for that position, then what you're going to raise in terms of employees is a lot of lawlessness. And you're going to then run afoul of what's called human resources law. All right. Now, here's what's funny about that. It's HR laws. I receive no less than 20 updates, human resource updates, daily.
Wow.
Daily. And the reason why I get them is because I have businesses across, you know, that I work with across the country. And so, like, some of the laws are different in different states in terms of, you know, nuances. So I have to be aware of what's happening where at all times just to keep my businesses up to speed on that.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's called human resources law. And what do we know about the law when you break one and you don't know that there's a law?
It's not pretty. It doesn't make any difference whether you know it or not.
There you go. And this is really important. So if you're not, if you're working for a company and the only thing you think human resources is there for is to put your vacation days in and to make sure your benefits are being taken care of, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. There are no marketing laws. There are no management laws. There are no sales laws.
Right.
There are human resource laws,
right,
and people transgress them constantly. So that's really important. So if you're looking at three major things off the top of the head, I'm saying marketing, you have to know that because you have to get your message out. You have to understand who it is you're putting your message out there to.
Mm-hmm.
Sales, once your message goes out, you have to understand how to convert that into capital. And if you can't, you have to make certain you understand what sales management is so that you're now always looking at different types of styles of sales and you're measuring what works best for you. Management, you now have to become the grown-up. And if you don't understand that, you're going to have a major problem because inside of that, you have to deal with things such as human resources. And I'm not even talking about the financial parts, which are even more important. It's so important to understand all of these dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like you folks to do, Linda, take a look at the kind of business you're going into. Now, in your local library, they'll have a resource book. It'll be in your a business resource library. Librarian will be able to help you out with it. It's called the Risk Management Association's Annual Financial Statement Book. It's a book that's about 4 inches thick. It has all of the industry codes in there. Your business should be one of them. It's called NAICS code, North American Industrial Coding System. That's what you're coded by.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do is you need to look at the type of business you are. You need to find your industry code. Once you found your industry code, turn to the page in that big book, and from left to right, it will then categorize your business. It starts from 0 to 500,000 in annual revenue. That means every business is covered. So from 0 to 500,000, 500,000 to 2 million, 2 to 10, 10 to 50. The reason why I'm telling you to do that is because those numbers in those benchmark categories are numbers you need to be targeting as a business owner. If you don't know those numbers exist, then you're driving blind.
Okay.
So that's
Jim, I hate to interrupt you. I know we're at the last minute here, but I want to make sure you get all your contact information out. And be sure to let me know when you have upcoming events that we can help you promote, because you have great information. You've got a wealth of information that we can use. So if someone's out there and they want to contact James Nimley, how would they do that?
They could do that either by going through to my radio program. We had to take our website down because I meant to tell you a little earlier, we're getting ready. We've been consigned to do a business reality show.
Oh.
Yes.
Exciting.
Operation Business Rescue. So the page has come down, our site has come down because we're going to be doing a launch. We have to do a lot of research and a lot of businesses that are going to be applying, but we're
going to keep me posted on that. I'll be sure to let the listeners know.
Absolutely.
But in the meantime, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Here's my email address, james.nemley, that's N-E-M-L-E-Y, at gmail.com. And they can always check in on the radio show as well, because I will be making a lot of announcements and keeping everybody updated. And Linda, as soon as we get the new site up and going, I will give you all that information.
Please do, James. Jim, it's been a pleasure.
It's been great.
And I just am really excited for Operation Business Rescue. It's certainly needed. So,
yes.
Folks, keep your eye out for this new reality show, Operation Business Rescue with James Nimley, and I'm sure that you'll need to be taking some notes, because he's going to be giving tons of information out there.
Yes,
so,
yes,
again,
yes.
Thanks so much, Jim, for joining us.
Thank you for
today.
Having me on, Linda, and take care.
Absolutely.
Bye now.
I wanted to leave you guys with one quick quote from Jim. Whenever I'm asked, where do I find success? I always say, success can only be found at the intersection of preparation and opportunity. You need to prepare yourself so you can take advantage of opportunities so you can be successful. So go out, prepare yourself, look for those opportunities, and be successful. We'll see you next week on Power Talk.
You have been listening to Power Talk with Linda Ballesteros. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you would like to be a sponsor or a guest or find out information on how to become a host, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.